Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Double H, he's the five-star man, Ace of Gray, and your host, Mr. 100, Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
And for the first time in almost a month, me, you, and Zach... Oh.
Oh!
Well.
Oh, my.
Well.
The hell's he do?
You can't just start doing
you
the
can't
who
just
the fuck
him
is...
out.
You can't do the who the fuck is this guy.
You can't
do that. No, I wasn't going to say who the fuck are you. I was going to say... You don't even like
Dalty
Fievo.
Will get salty if you take that one away from him.
Who?
Salty Dalty.
Oh, the hedgehog guy?
Dalton the hedgehog.
And anyway. The new nickname is born. The hedgehog.
Salty Dalty gets stuck in my head, man. I like that one too much. Even when I'm not even around the guy, I'm like, I'm going to call somebody that.
Have you noticed, though, that we've kind of adopted Dalton as the new, like, Nate? We talk about him so much
yeah,
on the show.
That's true.
Every show is about Dalton.
But it's so much except better because he doesn't get angry about it.
Well, no, he takes it in stride, but he also has, he doesn't, never mind.
That's... No, you started it. Now you have to finish it.
I mean, he's, no, it's too mean.
God damn
mean.
It. Please.
It's
please,
too mean.
Asa.
I don't want to get an angry Facebook message.
From him?
Probably.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been trying to bang his girlfriend for like a
no,
month
no,
now.
No, not from Dalton.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you're trying to compare him to Nate. I don't want to get an angry message from yeah. Nate.
Nate doesn't listen to this. Of course Nate doesn't. Like, what, six shows ago?
To the show
well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said I wanted to punch his stupid face off so many times on Tuesday's show, but I really wanted to punch his fucking face off that day.
We should probably immediately move away from this.
Yeah.
Like, right now.
Yeah.
So, Raw happened.
Oh, we're going to just jump right into wrestling?
Why not? I don't know. You got a motherfucker of the week?
Oh,
I don't think we did one last week.
We haven't done motherfucker of the week in a while.
Yeah. Well,
where's Jake?
We did with Jake. When Jake was here,
is he here?
No. No, he's being a cop somewhere. I guess.
I smell bacon.
Jesus.
I definitely smell pork product.
I can think of a motherfucker of the week, but I'm not going to name him.
Yeah, I probably should not have segued right to that after.
Because, you know,
it was a bad idea.
I have a habit of saying things that get me in trouble.
The hell you say?
You know this.
What? You?
Let me see. Motherfucker of the week. I don't know. Has anything bad happened to anybody lately?
Well, let's go through wrestling, because I'm sure we can find one.
Oh, yeah.
From professional wrestling?
Yeah. And if not, I'm sure something will... One of our many, many tangents that we are never prone to do.
What about Joe Biden? Because he announced he's not going to run for
Why
was
Is that
the
really
nomination.
A bad thing, though?
Yeah.
I like Biden.
I don't want him as president.
I don't want any of them as president.
I don't know.
I want Larry
president. I don't know.
I want Larry David as Bernie Sanders as president.
BernieSanders.com. Check it out. It's a mess. It's my favorite part of the whole thing. That or when they first introduce him, Mr. Sanders, how are you tonight? I'm good. Hungry, but I'm good.
Yeah.
You
know?
You make a great old Jewish guy.
I try.
As good as Larry David was for Bernie. Alec Baldwin is Joe
Webb.
Oh,
my God.
Is getting lost
me, President Webb here. Where is my time?
I was told I was going to give time to speak.
Pass.
My favorite part of that.
Pass.
Alec Baldwin in anything.
And he drops out like 3 days later. That's the best part.
Did he really?
Webb's done.
I didn't know that either.
He's gone. Yeah.
Is Trump still there?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Trump will be there even when the election's over. He'll be trying to get whoever makes it in out.
Can we make... No, that's gonna get me in trouble too. There are certain people that listen to
it's
these
so
podcasts now.
Just stick to wrestling, Bunky.
Yeah, it's a good
idea. Dance, Bunky, dance.
I was gonna say the motherfucker of the week could be God.
Whoa!
For what he did to Michael J. Fox.
Well, that didn't happen this week though, man. Come on.
But this week I saw the
generally not a good idea anyway.
No, it's not, especially now, and it's a joke, of course. But Jimmy Kimmel, you saw in Jimmy Kimmel the skit with Michael J. Fox. And then I saw a video. All right, motherfucker of the week is Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
We can all get behind.
Yeah. We can get behind that.
I don't think anybody
idea.
Supports Parkinson's
no.
disease. If Nate was here, he'd fucking say he does. Because he's
well,
a piece of garbage.
I don't know about that.
No, this is one time where I will say it. Zach would do it just because we're against it.
I like Parkinson's.
I like Parkinson's.
Yeah, I think it can help.
I think you asked Nate. What is that voice? I've never heard Zach talk like that.
I know, he doesn't. I don't think he's ever actually heard Zach speak.
I fucking block it.
Every time that he talks, you're just like, it's like you're in a peanut special.
And then he points at his dick and he's like, wah, wah. No, I saw the video of Michael J. Fox trying to put on the shoes.
Sneakers, yeah.
And
Air Mags.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to joke about it's an awful disease. And I felt
you're
so
definitely
bad.
Not going to joke about it two nights after you... Joked about it.
I joked about it. I didn't make fun of Mark.
But that hadn't happened yet.
So. Oh, yeah. Just, no. He'd only lived with the disease
that
for
was,
like 15 years.
That
was
the
all.
Key.
But I didn't make fun of Michael J. Fox for it. I made fun of the disease.
Like,
that makes it okay.
And there's nothing really that you could pick on for when it comes to Christopher Lloyd. But honestly, watching that segment, like I was maybe a little sadder watching Christopher Lloyd. I just feel like the guy is slipping away, man. Slowly,
well, and the
but
thing
surely.
Too is it's like
everyone. Oh, sorry.
Well, go back and watch. Like when you go back and watch the movie, I saw something posted. It was a picture of what's his mom's name? I can't remember.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
Leah Thompson today, like from 2015, mm-hmm. and Leah Thompson, what they predicted she would look like in 2015, and then like compare those two, and then Doc Brown,
yeah,
what he actually looks like, and then what they didn't do anything. They're just like, oh, he's gonna look like this forever, and he should have. Yeah. He really should have.
Everyone keeps saying that. Like I've heard people say he looks like he looks now like he did in the movie. Like he actually looks like Doc Brown now, and I think he does if Doc Brown was on meth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because he looks rough.
Yeah,
looks real rough.
I was just listening to him talk, man. I just feel like it's taken him. And I mean, he's an older guy, so of course it is. But it's taken him a little longer to get things. And I'm glad that he's as lucid as he still is. But I'm just worried that within a year or so, his
mind still seems to be sharp as a tack. Like, yeah.
Maybe I didn't see Christopher Lloyd in the same negative light you guys did. I mean, he's old as shit, but. He looked like...
It just seemed like it took him a long time to get stuff out there. And maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I feel like that's he's trying to do that character. It's like crazy. Because I've heard like interviews with him, and he seems much more normal.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So, Parkinson's.
So, there you go. Parkinson's.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Fuck you, Parkinson's.
Fuck yourself. Wrestling
happened.
Well, should we even recap? I mean, this is the Hell in the Cell preview, isn't it?
I got like a couple of things about Raw we probably need to talk about, at least just for a minute, before we jump straight to the show.
Should we mention that James Storm made his debut on NXT this week?
That was
at the same time, I think the next night he lost, or he's in the World Cup finals for TNA.
Yeah, which he said he did not know was going to happen. TNA didn't even tell him he was going to be involved.
I did some research. I read what happened on Raw, I even read what happened on TNA. They had him wrestle, like, and they apparently wanted him to go on this big tour of India they have coming up, but he mm-hmm. said no. So they had him do these matches, but they absolutely did not tell him that it was for the TNA
world title.
Used to be the formerly World Bound for Glory Cup. Now it's the vacant World Championship of the fucking stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, let's not get too far into that all over again. We're just gonna make ourselves sad about that one more time.
Sorry, I'm paying attention, but one of my workers, the bad one, he can't work today, so I'm trying to figure out.
And
bad news.
The other thing,
I think he has a dentist appointment.
The other thing too that comes from the TNA thing is like it's Matt Hardy, like, oh, I'm gonna do, I want to be able to wrestle, like I'm gonna wrestle, blah blah blah. 2 weeks now, he hasn't been on the fucking show.
I'm gonna be there, guys. I'm coming.
I think he had a dentist appointment.
I think his Uber didn't show up. He was trying to get to the arena.
He's still waiting for his order.
He forgot. He told Jeff to drive him and forgot that he probably doesn't have his license.
If this were the internet, you would have said he told Jeff to drive him, and then the next post would have been that picture of that car wreck that Jeff Hardy had. The SmackDown one. All right. Anyway, so James Storm did debut on NXT. Did you guys actually watch the match at all?
I haven't watched wrestling in a week. I know. I'm on the Pro Wrestling Unscripted show. But I've been busy. I just got back from Pennsylvania.
Totally. I watched it right before you guys got here. It looks good. It's a good match. It's real cookie cutter. I mean, just to get him debuted there. But it was nice that they started his entrance without his name at all. All of the video screens went to just like a fire, and they played a little bit of his entrance theme. And then without his name showing at first, he just walked out, and you get to literally watch the crowd react to, holy fuck, is that James Storm here? You know, and then they flashed his name up on the screen, so that was pretty cool.
Amazing that they kept his name.
I was going to say, he wrestled as James Storm.
He wrestled as James Storm. He still uses the 8-second ride, so he's still doing all the same stuff that he was doing before.
Sweet.
And he, even after the match, I forget the guy's name that he fought. He's kind of an NXT jobber guy.
Don Incognito.
Sure.
But Johnny Everyman.
After the match, he... as the guy was like laid out in the corner, Storm even went over and yelled out, "Sorry about your damn luck" to him. So, you know, they let him keep pretty much everything.
Let him keep it. Yeah. I mean, they're just going to make more money this way.
That's an established character that they really need to do. They need to just let him be him.
Yeah. I did think it was pretty funny, though, that as the announcers, because it's Rich Brennan and Corey Graves, as they're talking about him, they're going on and on about how, oh, yeah, he's, you know, yeah, Mr. Regal's been out wheeling and dealing and signing these stars. You know, James Storm, way back in the day, was in WCW. He's been on the indie circuit for like 15 years. And I was like, you know, they're not wrong.
Yeah,
no,
like they're really
not at all. Yeah.
If you
still count Ring of Honor as indies, then you got to count TNA.
TNA, absolutely.
Yeah. PWI doesn't even recognize their title as a world title anymore. Mm-hmm. So
I don't even know who has it now.
No one.
Oh, it's the tournament.
Yeah, it's the tournament. Exactly.
Vacant has switched brands. I think they should back on the WWE universe. Right.
They should put the title on Florida Man.
What about one of the Eagles of War? No, anyway.
Pigeon Boys.
Pigeon Boys.
Yeah. Remember what happened when the last time they got somebody from TNA? What was his partner? Chris Harris.
Yeah.
Wildcat. Great guy. Great. I mean, Chris Harris was pretty
good. Not even close to the last time they got someone from TNA.
Last time they got somebody who was a tag team partner of James Storm.
Yeah.
Let's quantify this.
Because they don't have Bobby Roode yet, right?
Right.
No. Yet. Not oh,
yet.
My God.
Yet.
You just gave me the beer money versus New Day versus the Dudleys as the Dudleys.
If they bring back the beer wagon, the little...
Oh, my God, the motorized cooler that he would ride to the ring.
What about the Hardys? You want the Hardys involved?
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
President Webb.
President Gray, where is his time? He was told there would be time for him here today.
But Chris Harris, what did they change his name to? Braden Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took a guy that was hot and completely fucked him. But that was Vince McMahon's call. I think Triple H has more of a respect for these guys on other shows.
Yeah, because Harris wasn't brought to NXT. I mean, you're talking about
ECW.
Like a decade ago?
Well,
he went to SmackDown first.
I thought he came back into
WWE. Maybe it was
ECW.
He came into ECW when ECW was basically NXT.
Yeah. And he feuded with Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Using the word feud as a stretch.
Yeah.
Because he came in and he had
a couple
matches. He had Matt Hardy's back. I think he had like one or two matches.
Right, yeah.
And then...
He carried Matt Hardy's McDonald's bags.
But he had also... But by the time...
That's a bad idea, giving them to Chris Harris, man. I don't know about that.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, by the in between time from when he left TNA to when he debuted on ECW, there had been a substantial, this isn't even my final form, occurrence. So
There might have been two of him there.
And I'll even say, Chris Harris was never going to be a...
No.
Like, he was a big deal in TNA for about 2 weeks, and then he immediately left.
I think part of that was because of James Storm.
And it was. That was the biggest, one of their biggest homegrown tag teams.
Right.
Yeah. They love their homegrown wrestlers.
And then they split. and so it looked like Chris Harris was going to get like a big singles push in TNA.
Yeah.
And then he decided to go to the greener pastures of...
Bye-bye.
That worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who do you like better, Chris Harris and James Storm or Beer Money?
Oh, Beer Money. I loved
America's Most Wanted, though. That was a fantastic tag team. They were completely different entities.
Right. It might just be proximity, because it's been so much longer since I've seen anything from AMW than I have from Beer Money. So
I don't want to turn this into the TNA show when we have so much stuff to talk about, but I want to
point
out...
Nobody wants it to be the TNA show.
Nobody, TNA doesn't even know. Yeah. I think this show is now... Our podcast is now airing on Destination America, isn't it?
It might. Honestly,
somewhere in between Bigfoot Files
they're preempting Impact just to make sure we get all...
We have a bigger viewership, so... but I always wanted, if you could pick one person from TNA, I'm going to play the what if game, past or present, that hasn't been in WWE, that never has been in yet.
Never at all in any way whatsoever?
Not since they've been in TNA.
Not like a featured spot. AJ Styles was on that one episode of Velocity.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, my favorite has always been Chris Sabin.
Chris Sabin's a good
Chris
choice.
Wanted Chris Sabin so bad.
Yeah.
When we went to that TNA show in Cape, and I've talked about this before, and the first thing they did, it was just after he won the title.
Yeah.
And I was super jazzed. I'm like, Chris Sabin, world champion, I'm going to the show. I got tickets. Winked at Hunter there.
Winked there.
And
how'd you get the... Anyway.
First thing that happens is Kevin Casey comes out and is worthless, and then... guy comes out.
And says, continues.
I started to say, at least he lives up to the hype.
Hunter.
Shit.
Hunter. But yeah, they say
he's
no Chris Sabin.
Sweat.
And I immediately left.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
The TNA show before the train wreck one.
Yeah.
It was myself, Lee Hodges, and our friend Justin.
Yeah.
Went and we
shout out to Lee Hodges.
Well, know Lee Hodges. Yeah.
People hated us at the show because we were just like chanting. We were part of that TNA U thing.
Right.
Where like we were like posting stuff all over SEMO,
like a street team type.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. And so. But the entire match, we were chanting, "We want beer," during their match, and there was something else. But my favorite memory of a live wrestling show is actually at the TNA show, because James Storm, as they were coming back from the ring, like was actively looking for us. Finds us and blows us a kiss.
That's awesome.
And it was wonderful.
As opposed to the show I went to for WWE with Logan and Jordan, where Logan just preceded every girl that came out. Ow! Every 5 seconds.
Was he, did they hire him to do the American Males theme all over again? You do version 2.0?
I wish I looked like Scotty Riggs. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, speaking of debuts, as we're talking about James Storm, how about Tyler Breeze? Have you guys heard about this?
I saw that.
He debuted, or is he debuting?
He is tonight on SmackDown when they taped, of course, on Tuesday. But yes, he debuts on SmackDown, of all the fucking places. Tonight, in a mid-TV segment, he shows up and interrupts. It's Ziggler and Summer Rae. He shows up as Summer Rae's new boyfriend and attacks Dolph Ziggler.
Not
That's
ready.
The gist of it.
Not ready. He's not ready. Adam Rose, I thought, had the best gimmick in NXT. I thought Adam Rose was going to be hot.
Leo Kruger or Adam Rose?
Adam Rose. I thought the Adam Rose gimmick was good. I mean, the party bus and all that.
Well, and then they couldn't use the song, and his gimmick was the song.
Sure.
Right.
But when you take a gimmick like that and bring it up to the main roster, it floundered immediately. And yeah, the booking was bad.
Right.
But these are the same people that's going to book Tyler Breeze.
Well, but I disagree, though, because Tyler Breeze is more than one thing. Adam Rose's only thing was the entrance and the music. Then they lost the music. And I think they overestimated how the main crowd would react, given the NXT crowd's reaction to
it. The smaller crowd.
Whereas Tyler Breeze has been in NXT he's pretty much the veteran of NXT now.
Yeah, but I feel like you take him, you put him on the main show, you let Vince McMahon book him, it will be the entrance. It'll be the flashiness, and then when he gets in the ring, he'll tone it down. He'll basically be Dolph Ziggler. Once you get past the intro, even looking like fucking Dolph Ziggler
See, people say that, and I don't know.
I see it.
Because, well, I mean, even when we were talking before I changed my mind, like, my only reaction anytime I saw Tyler Breeze was, oh, here's Ziggler Jr.
Yeah.
So now you put him in a feud with Ziggler.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking mirror match from the first Mortal Kombat.
I think, like I said, my biggest concern is not even any of that. It's the fact that they bothered to debut the guy on SmackDown.
Well,
why?
Here's the thing. Why? People always complain nothing important happens on SmackDown. Something important happens on SmackDown. Why is this happening on SmackDown?
Well, my thing, though, is that...
Are you making fun of under that?
I am.
I don't talk like that, Ace.
This is what everyone sounds like, according to Shannon.
I'm Zach Price.
Oh, no.
This dick.
Damn it.
No, because we've been told, and I mean, again, this is dirt sheet style. WWE's not saying it, but we've been told for a while now, okay, USA is getting SmackDown in January. They're coming away from...
Then SmackDown's on the holding pattern.
Right, that's exactly. Then nothing was going to happen there between now and then. Mm-hmm. Suddenly that happens. Well, okay, that's all well and good. What I should clarify is that if this continues, great. If they continue to do some cool stuff on SmackDown, awesome. But if next week SmackDown goes back to being the, you know...
Raw replay show.
Raw replay tag team show, then... What does that say about what they did with Tyler Breeze on this particular show?
I don't think you have to worry about it, because I'm pretty sure Tyler Breeze in 3 months will be an afterthought. I do.
I hope I'm wrong.
Well,
I mean, that's what they did with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you can screw up Kevin Owens after such a hot debut,
right?
When he beat Cena at the pay-per-view.
Ugh.
And retrospect, you know, hindsight is 20/20. When Ace and I watched that, and he won clean, we went, holy shit, we jumped up, we danced together. It was a beautiful moment.
True.
It's absolutely true. And then he lost the next month, and Ace got upset. Everyone got upset, and I said, no, calm down. They got to set up the third match. Kevin Owens won the third match.
Yeah, we went head-to-head on this on the show. Yeah.
And I was wrong. I thought they will... There's no way they can mess up Kevin Owens.
And I stopped watching WWE.
Yeah.
Minus The New Day.
Yeah, yeah.
The unicorns, because they brought the magic. They brought the magic back to WWE.
That's right.
Amen.
So, which is why the unicorn is on their new shirt. I don't know why it's blind.
Well, Ray Charles. Clearly, Ray Charles.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Was a unicorn.
It seems as accurate and you know.
I know you keep looking at your notes. You've got things to say, but I want to mention because I'm. It's my show. It's Hunter's show at this point.
No.
He's hosted more than I have this month.
No.
I read that an interview with Big E today where Big Wool.
Because he's a heavy
sweat. I love that. And again, I can relate to it. Because the moment someone touches
these
my skin.
Studio lights.
Like right now, he's touching me. You're going to see water streaming down my face.
Brock Lesnar, you surf.
But he said if they could add anyone to the roster. Did you read this?
To
the New Day roster,
then it would be
Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
And to go along with that, WWE just posted a list of the top 10 diva matches of all time.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks is half the list.
Right. Holy shit, really? Yeah.
Sasha Banks is like every match she's had in NXT on the big shows is on the list.
Yeah.
Her versus Charlotte, Bayley, her in the four-way, her versus Becky Lynch.
Nice.
The number one diva match of all time, according to them, is Sasha versus Sasha versus Bayley from...
The 30-minute...
I don't think it was the 30 minute. I think it was the first
their
one.
The first one
in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yeah. And Lita versus Trish was, I think, second or third.
Yeah.
Natalya was second. That's right. Natalya
I'm
going to
guess
second.
That was the Raw main event one.
No,
right?
It was, I think, Unforgiven.
Or, oh, yeah?
I think, yeah.
Huh.
But point is, like, obviously someone has faith that Sasha Banks is right. as hot as we all know she is.
Right.
Would you put her with the New Day, or do you think they should just let her stay on her own?
You know, it's weird that even before this stuff came up, I don't remember why, but I was thinking about this morning, thinking that, okay, New Day is, because, and we'll get to it in a little while, but, you know, John Cena's put out his U.S. Open challenge for Hell in a Cell, mm-hmm. and I've been saying for a while, I really sincerely hope it's one of the New Day. At this point, I kind of hope it's Xavier, might be Kofi, I think it'd
Kofi's
be one of the two.
Kofi's the only one that hasn't answered it yet.
Right, so that's probably the more realistic one.
But I guess, well, I mean, we'll get into it on the show.
Anyway, point being, my goal was that they would ultimately leave, and it won't happen with the Divas title, but they would leave Hell in a Cell with a ton of gold. Sasha would eventually capture the Divas title, and then they would add her as well, and then it's just gold all the way down the line. That being said, I don't know that it's going to go that way, and I see your point. I don't know that I want Sasha with the group. I think Sasha works really well on her own.
She needs to be on her own. Drop her from Team Bad.
She absolutely needs... Well, that's what I was going to say. She absolutely needs to break away from Naomi and Tamina. On NXT, I would say keep Sasha on her own.
Yeah.
On WWE Raw programming, absolutely put her with the New Day, because then she'll actually get screen time.
She'll have something to do.
Yeah,
do
because otherwise, what... I mean, what are they going to do? Put her in a different type of 3-minute match?
Right.
Also, shout out to Cody Sandusky for giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
On Messenger for some reason. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. You put it out there.
When I got back from Pennsylvania, I asked Ethan, I stopped by the store and I asked Ethan a question, and he didn't have an answer to it, and he asked me something, and I did the, I don't know. And he yelled out. He's like, oh, it feels so good to say that again now that you're back.
Poor Ethan. We should have stopped in and seen him while you were gone. I feel like he just sat there waiting for you to get
He just
back.
Sat there like the dog on Futurama, just in front of the store.
Shuts down the store at night, and instead of leaving, just sits down in front of the door in the dark, just waiting. Oh, that's a sad
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
That's terrible. I can't do that. Okay, so, Raw, not a lot really to talk about in particular matches or anything, but let's talk
the
a little
biggest
bit.
The biggest re-debut of all time happened on Raw.
Yeah.
Eric Rowan.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't understand this exactly. I did not get to see Raw because I was still in Pennsylvania. I was driving back from Pennsylvania. So I didn't get to see Raw, but apparently there was a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion at the end.
Yeah. We can kind of combine all these things into one big go. Let me give you the facts of what happened. Early in the show.
Just the facts.
Yeah. Early in the show, the Wyatts came out during a promo. I want to say this was when Roman Reigns was in the ring. Ric Flair
in the ring.
Because apparently they're buddies for whatever reason.
Because instead of putting Ric Flair, you know, with his Divas champion daughter and put any sort of connection there.
My buddy Roman Reigns.
We're going to have, hey, you guys like Ric Flair. Ric Flair likes Roman Reigns. You'll like Roman Reigns now, because that worked when we did it with The Rock.
Yeah, here comes Poochie. So anyway,
howls.
Yeah, exactly. And I sincerely hope that Hell in a Cell, he suddenly ascends through the ceiling and goes back to his home planet. So the Wyatts come out, and about halfway through the promo, somebody notes on commentary, wait a minute, that's Eric Rowan. Like, Luke Harper's not there.
Yeah.
Rowan's there, Strowman's there, Bray is there, Harper's nowhere to be seen. They only mention it once or twice. Then by the time we get to the six-man tag main event, they start noting, hey, that's Eric Rowan, where did he come from? But nobody has any answers. And by the end of the show, nobody had any answers.
I don't know! They wheeled Lex Luger out to say it.
Billy What's His Name is in the ring.
One of the things that JBL even said was Randy Orton is injured again.
Yeah.
Not Randy Orton's out with an injury.
Right.
They really emphasized the again.
Right.
He's hurt again.
Yeah.
And then they were kind of speculating like, okay, well, do you think Luke Harper has something to do with Randy Orton
not being here? Right.
So it looks like they're kind of building some sort of Orton.
Well, the real life version of it, I mean, they finally kind of clarified a bunch of this today on both ends of those stories, actually. I'm glad you brought up the Orton thing. Number one, Orton is injured. He's got a serious shoulder injury and might be out through the end of the year. I don't know if it was separated or what, but something is super wrong with his shoulder.
Who will fight Sheamus now?
I want to see Orton versus Sheamus. Like, what?
Go back to literally any
other show.
Just like throw a dart at a
pay-per-view
this year. You'll hit one with Orton and Sheamus on there somewhere. he is legitimately got this shoulder injury, got to deal with that probably through the end of the year at least.
Good.
And Harper was dealing with some sort of family matter.
That's what
I can't
here,
say without hearing the theme song from the TV show.
That's what Eric Rowan and Strong Bowman or whatever his name is.
Strong Bowman.
What's he doing in the
Bo Strong? Bo Strongman? What's his name? I don't know.
Braun Strowman.
That guy.
I forgot his name. I'm glad you said it.
They were dealing with family matters.
Yeah,
Wyatt
the
family.
Yeah, the Wyatt the real family. Yeah. That's what really matters.
They're not like Paul Ryan. They don't need to leave and get paid for it to deal with their family matters. Fuck you, Paul Ryan.
So yeah, long story short, Harper was had some sort of real life issue to deal with. He is going to be back soon. I don't know. He wasn't there for SmackDown.
Well, hopefully it's not a real serious deal.
Right, yeah.
Well, he missed SmackDown too, yeah. But I heard, you know, of course the conspiracy theories are a turning. The wheels are turning. They say it's. I didn't get to see the picture, but apparently there's a picture of Harper with
Chris
Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that got him in hot water.
There was a T-shirt that it was Harper and I want to say Reigns and Jericho and a few other people, and several of these guys had made up T-shirts that said Luke Harper Fan Club, and so it's a very like super kayfabe breaking type thing because Roman Reigns is wearing
right,
a shirt.
Right.
Meanwhile, Ace's head is
going to
explode.
I'm about to lose my fucking mind because Bray Wyatt has a goddamn Twitter account that he retweets fan art on.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing.
Again,
he wasn't actually in any trouble over that. That was the theory early in the week.
That's what the dirt sheets are reporting.
I was about to
stir
it.
The shit, which obviously
as
worked.
Of today, they said, no, it turns out he had a family emergency to deal with. That's why he was gone. It has nothing to do with the shirt. That was total speculation.
This is the same website that reported Homer Simpson had molested the college girl when really he just wanted the Venus, the gummy Venus. So,
I thought you were going to go with the divorce thing from the new...
No.
No.
Haven't watched it.
No.
Haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I will say Luke Harper is on a whole other level than Eric Rowan. I don't dislike Eric Rowan.
Oh, no.
By the way, he's white bread. He's the
white sheep.
He's vanilla ice cream. You know? He is the most boring one of the team.
He has potential. I think he has a lot of potential. He's just, you know...
But he's no Luke Harper.
Luke Harper is
amazing.
Look That's up any Brody other. Lee match. You know, he's been...
Right.
He's already amazing.
Yeah.
I think the pairing with Wyatt was genius and absolutely fit 100%.
Way more than Rowan fitting in there. Rowan's in there because he has the beard.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's a shame that Strowman wasn't around at the time that they put all this together because you could have skipped Rowan all
together. Yeah, you could have.
See, but I'm glad that they didn't because I still will, you know, the pit stop of when he joined Super Cena and Friends for SummerSlam or whatever and he was like a genius
Survivor Series.
That was weird and unnecessary.
Yeah.
But his work with the Wyatt family, I think it makes sense. I like it.
Yeah.
And I like him.
Totally.
It all is in how they follow it up if he eventually breaks away.
Right.
Before he got injured and it was Harper and Rowan just as a tag team, the Reapers, my dick was hard. Just, yes.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
Even when he said it.
Thud.
All right, we are we're about halfway through here. We probably better throw down on this Hell in a Cell card.
Is there anything else?
Well, and then there was the Shield reunion, which
let me talk about that for a second. Let me talk about
because that really pissed me off.
Yeah,
when I heard Shield reunion and Dalton Salty Dalty said it, Pussbot 5000,
won't say it in public.
Dalton the Hedgehog. he told me that it happened, and I was like, yeah, right. And then he pulled up the video for it. As he's pulling up the video for it, I've already read it.
Right.
So, you know, get faster, scrub. But he shows it to me, and I thought, okay, well, that's kind of cool, I guess. But then I read what happened.
Yeah.
And that he left with it, oh, I got injured.
Yeah, of course.
Like, why would you do a Shield reunion
and
fuck it up that
give it away on free TV with no build-up whatsoever.
Less than an hour.
Yeah.
Of just, like...
And then just piss it away in the main event.
They bitch about the ratings being at an all-time low.
Right.
But then instead of, hey, tune in on Monday night, next week. You know, if this would have been a next week deal, like,
it would have been insanity.
Give it a week.
And the logic behind him even joining back up with them was stupid as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But
Shawn Michaels said you should do it. Shawn Michaels daring him to do it is basically
is that what
it
was? Because I still don't know why he did it.
They cut back to the back after the Reigns and Ambrose had just been beaten down by the Wyatt family. You got to the Authority, and, well, it's just basically at this point just Triple H, Steph, and Rollins.
I feel kind of bad putting these guys 2-on-3, but what are you going to
do? HBK shows up and goes, I don't know, maybe put that bitch in there. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And Triple H is like, yeah, you should probably do that. Yeah, I'm going to do it. That's it. That's basically what it boils down
to. But if it would have been, so next week on Raw, it's going to be the Shield reuniting to face the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
That's how you get people to watch the show.
You know, in between, you have stopgaps of like little video promos on the website or on the network or whatever of those guys talking about, I'm going to have to deal with this guy again.
All you have to show is just the 30 seconds of them at Elimination Chamber in the same ring staring at each other and the crowd already chanting, this is awesome.
Vince Russo, of all people, posted about it and said that he hated it and thought it was a waste. And he said what he would have done is he would have had some moment in the match where something happens where Rollins legitimately gets pissed at the Wyatts. Maybe he takes a hard shot or something. And then finds a reason to work together with the Shield.
Right.
Don't
Instead,
just
they did
have
it the other way around.
They did it the most basic fucking, we put this through a computer and this is what logically they told us to do.
Right.
It was just awful. Anything can happen in the WWF used to be the slogan.
Right.
Where did that go?
Rollins had already been made to look like a bitch in that night anyway from this
that
promo
night?
With SBK. Yeah. And that night in particular. Shawn Michaels had already made him look terrible in this promo leading up to it. And then that happens,
but
too.
But I will say, he raised a good point, though. That was a good argument of, because there's constantly, it's all, oh, this guy is the next so-and-so. This guy's the next so-and-so.
Yeah.
I didn't make my career wanting to be the next anybody.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that feud better when it was HBK and Jericho, like, six years ago.
And it's also very true.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure backstage, Shawn was actually looking at a guy on the other side, but with the eyes.
He thought that...
He thought he was looking at,
that
like...
That kid with the pizza. That pizza that he took on his way to the
He thought he saw Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, that guy.
Maybe you should put him with that guy. It was Brock Lesnar was the one around, but yeah. But with the eye thing, hey, I can make fun of that because he himself makes fun of it.
That's true. All right. That's how it works.
Also, I want to mention real quick, Hulk Hogan can legally investigate the leaked racist rant that was, he thinks, released by Gawker.
Yeah, he scored a little win over them.
I want to point out, if he can prove that Gawker did it, then Hulk Hogan will be a rich man again.
Yep.
Well, until he gives half away to his ex-wife and the estate of the...
That's true.
The kid,
that his son ruined his life.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking Hulk Hogan. Okay, let's move
on. So, Hell in a Cell. I'm just going to throw
Hell in Pennsylvania.
Also, can I... one other complaint that I want to issue to Raw from what I read.
Yeah.
You don't have your number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship on at all?
Anywhere. Nowhere to be seen. Kane was literally MIA.
He was suspended. Corporate Kane was suspended.
Right.
So, I mean, I honestly, as I was reading, I was like, oh, Demon Kane is going to
scare
Rollins away.
Totally.
And then, so that's going to... Now,
HBK can make him look like enough of a bitch on his own, I guess.
Apparently. They're like, oh, well, we can't have him look too bad.
I mean, that was actually, I remember at the beginning of the show, I was reading some live stream stuff, because I don't watch it until the next day on Hulu at this point. And somebody pointed out, okay, Harper's gone. He's not out there. They had Rowan to use. Maybe if Glenn Jacobs, if like the actual guy isn't there, they needed to have somebody look the part of Kane, and maybe that's what Harper's doing. Maybe they were going to have him dress up the Demon Kane thing just for one night.
But
it would have been so obvious.
I was
that's what I was thinking.
They, Demon Kane decided to wear a giant beard for one night?
Well, it's Halloween.
Right. It's Halloween. He's got to go with something.
No. Kane is facing Seth Rollins
for the WWE Heavyweight
Championship. Kane was not on Raw.
That's what we just
said. At all.
I'm trying to fathom this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, put it all together.
So,
you remember the other company that made boring, terrible decisions like that toward the very end of their run, and the ones who would give away main events for free on free TV when their ratings were at all time low?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was the greatest night in the history of our sport on Monday, is what I'm telling you.
That'll put asses in the seats. All right, well, I'll save for the Venom for when we get to it.
But, oh, yeah.
But this is going to be like my favorite Spider-Man comics. There's going to be lots of Venom. Maybe a little carnage.
I mean, this is the order that I'm given here. I'm going to try to work from that just on the way up here. So we start with the kickoff match.
Which is a rematch of what happened on Raw.
Yeah.
Except the bad guys won on Raw, so now the...
Good guys will totally win this time around. Six-man tag, it's Neville, Cesaro, and Ziggler against Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett.
Is Rusev King again, I guess?
Yeah.
Is Rusev not a face yet?
Not yet.
No. Nope.
I mean, I guess when he proposed to Lana, it made him the biggest heel in the world.
No, when Lana gets back, he'll be a face.
I will say, though, seeing those three names on one side as a team... Yeah, I want a stable. I want like an international threat, like WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2007, Knights
like
of the Round Table, King Barrett, and then just like an international turn Neville and Cesaro.
Yeah,
just I want
you want like a foreign coalition.
Yeah,
like call them like the anti-Americans.
The one
what
cool
were they
thing
in
TNA, the World
TNA
Elite.
Had one World. Yeah, World Elite. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah. So, but I think we're in agreement. The faces win this time.
Kickoff,
they already had this match on Raw. The heels won that time. It's a kickoff show or the kickoff match, and it's not for anything.
It's pointless. They're just going to get the crowd riled up.
Right.
Not even
just
worth
something
talking
for
about.
Barrett to get pinned on,
and just something for Neville to throw the red arrow.
And
out
Barrett got the pin on Raw.
Right.
He had like a genuine moment of like joy. when he's like,
so sad.
And then he immediately ran out of the room. Yeah, it
just was. Just like when Zack Ryder beats, you know, Jobber number six, and he's like, woo, 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 I'm back.
This time, baby.
This time I'll get it.
All right, so the next one listed here is the U.S. Title Open Challenge. Now, we don't know who John Cena is going to face, and our fan, Dylan, posted on our Facebook page yesterday because we asked for questions. I asked for questions. It didn't really work out so hot.
Well, it's foreign to them.
It's true. Plus, they're not really familiar with the format.
Yeah, most of the people that listen, who listens to the wrestling show? I legitimately want to know because if you
it's always the highest.
It's one of the highest. Yeah, every
show.
Week it's so high. If you listen to the show, email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com because I know Dalton listens to it.
Right.
And Dylan and Aaron and
right.
Jake probably.
Now, yeah.
Other than and Tanner, maybe.
Tanner.
Zach, maybe.
I do.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Asa.
But that doesn't, that's not even like a fifth of our, you know, our six.
Who listens to it?
I don't know. Who the fuck are these guys?
So, anyway, Dylan had asked who we thought would take on the John Cena Open Challenge and would Cena beat them.
Yes.
Somebody want to take this on first?
Well, and I'll you want to go jump onto
well,
it?
Well, there was the running theory on Reddit was it was going to be Tyler Breeze.
Right.
Was going to open answer the challenge and win,
yeah.
Which I never bought into because, mm-hmm. one, I don't think, well, one, especially because now that he's already debuted,
mm-hmm.
He definitely wasn't going to win because then you're just completely rehashing the Kevin Owens debut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's going to be Kofi.
Yeah.
I hope it's Kofi. And I think if it wasn't for the rumor that Cena's taking time off.
I don't think that's a rumor anymore. I'm pretty sure that's.
Yeah,
that's legit. After Hell in a Cell,
I really don't think he's going to take the title with him.
I do.
You do?
I'm complete opposite. I think, you know, the part of me that wants to have something really cool happen says James Storm.
Yeah,
have James Storm come out there. That'll pop the crowd and have James Storm beat John Cena's first match.
Yeah.
Again, you're rehashing Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
do it right this time.
Right,
and it could be huge. That's the part of me that wants that still believes in. You know, Santa that hopes that there's a God. The realistic part of me says it'll probably be Kofi, probably. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be, I don't know, does Kevin Owens have a match?
Yeah.
Him and Ryback.
Oh, again.
For the IC title. Actually, that's the next one.
Put John Cena against whoever. It doesn't really matter at this point. But I think Cena will win. Just like, remember at WrestleMania when we said there's no way that Rusev will lose to The Miz?
No, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I definitely. To who?
Cena? Because he fought Cena.
Who did I say?
Miz.
Cena. Miz.
No, did I say Rusev?
You said Rusev.
I meant Sandow. I meant Sandow.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry. When we said there's no way Sandow's going to lose the feud to The Miz and lose the name and lose Summer Rae.
And then he
because
did.
They're going to film a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then they did.
Yeah.
The same thing's going to happen here. Cena will take that title and take it with him to
whatever
private
he's
island he's renting out for him and Nikki. Yeah. And he'll come right back and he'll keep on winning. And Zach will keep on smiling.
The meme will never die. Yeah,
once his Dennis appointment.
It is the dankest meme.
Once his Dennis appointment's done and he can smile again. shout out to Zach. I hope you feel better.
Why is kind of anticlimactic now? Because I'm with Asa. I think it's probably going to be Kofi, and I think Kofi's going to win it.
I
can see what you're saying, and I think it's definitely a possibility. But I'm
since I'm
too damn hopeful at this point.
All logic says that they should win,
right?
And in WWE, logic means about as much as Zack Ryder's push.
My nightmare that I told you last week. I think after the show ended, especially if Kofi wins. That's gonna. They're gonna try to do like a free. I would love to see them freebird the U.S. title,
right?
For one, that would be amazing.
And the tag titles,
but
all the titles,
right?
Yeah.
But I think if it is Kofi or anyone from the New Day, and he wins the United States Championship, that's gonna end in Cena coming back and beating all three members in a handicap match.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest problem with that is that we'll get a couple of months of super awesome, great stuff, and then Cena comes back and just LOL, Cena wins.
Well,
deal with it.
To be fair. Cena might get into like a parasailing accident. He may lose both of his legs.
That's
we don't
exactly
know.
Specific.
Yeah, I'm
brakes.
Do you know a guy?
Brakes get cut all the time.
Have you made an unrelated phone call?
So the next one is Owens and Ryback. IC title
has to be Owens.
Has to be.
Has to be.
Has
Owens.
To be.
Shannon disagrees.
No. Oh, no.
Is this disagreeing that you don't think they'll keep the title on Owens, or you just want to see Ryback win?
I don't
want to
see Ryback win.
Okay.
No, I...
Because you like Ryback.
I do like Ryback, but I like Kevin Owens more. And I think Kevin Owens, in the long term, Kevin Owens has a much better shot of being a future Hall of Famer than Ryback. Even though I like Ryback, I think Ryback's entertaining.
Coco beware.
Junkyard Dog. Ultimate Warrior. Man. Yeah, I went there. I think Owens is going to win, but there's a part of me, again, that's afraid that Vince McMahon's going, oh, God, ratings are down. Who's the biggest guy we got? Push him, damn it.
I like your Vince.
Thank you. Just keep doing the Vince.
You've actually heard Vince McMahon speak.
I know. I had the McMahon DVD.
Yeah.
Pissed me off so bad.
I think we're all in agreement it's probably going to be Owens overall. Tag titles, New Day, Dudleys.
This is my fear match.
This is my I'm scared match.
Oh, no, yep. I'm not scared of this at all. I'm wondering, so if it is Kofi that answers the United States Championship, so then you're going to have, it's going to be Woods and Big E defending the title. Woods is getting pinned.
Yeah.
This is my fear match. Yeah.
Because when they lost the titles the first time, Woods was in the match for
5 seconds.
Which is terrible
because Xavier Woods is a fantastic wrestler.
Yeah, he is.
Why are they pushing him as a manager more so than anything else? Well, and he had that great match with Cena just two, three weeks ago.
See, and
when Cena got real serious, remember?
Oh, yeah.
For no reason.
We can't be jokey now. Remember that time I said D's nuts on TV for 4 weeks in a row?
JBL is poopy?
Yeah.
Well, that's before he had to fight the blacks. That's the key.
But after he teamed up with
He's not a fan of their minstrel show.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
So, I honestly, like, I'm going to blow your minds here. I have no problem with the Dudley Boys winning the championship because it's not going to be the end of the feud.
Well, that's true.
Feud has been in entertaining as hell.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, it has.
But why has it been entertaining? I honestly think the
New Day.
And that's the thing is, I honestly think that they finally actually have won, like, in his dementia riddled 23 hours. Vince McMahon has one segment of clarity, and he's like, "These guys,
they're the guys.
They're doing something. We're going to let them keep doing their thing."
The positive thing, too, is that the New Day is finally at a point where, and we said this back the first time they dropped the titles, I really didn't think they needed to lose them when they did to the primetime players because they weren't quite, they were getting there, but they weren't quite there.
They're there now.
They're at that point where the titles are really just props.
Yeah.
They're almost better without them because when they're hungrier, they're funnier. Yeah. So
New Day can literally do no wrong at this point.
All those other tag teams are booing.
We can say ass for the New Day.
That's true.
Yeah, so I think
the Dudleys are going to win it. Especially,
I think the Dudleys are going to win too, and it scares me because I want the New Day to have all the titles.
Well, I mean, I want that
all
too.
All the titles.
But I think the feud continues. And honestly, I love the Dudley Boys. I love Bubba.
Yeah.
He might be a terrible human being, but
yeah.
Oh, hey, you're preaching to the choir. Right. You're Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, his wife.
I beat my wife.
All right, so then we got the Divas title. I think all the titles are up for grabs.
Yeah, they did announce it.
I still want to talk about New Day for just one second.
Okay,
just
fine.
One second.
That's fine. Right. I got no problem with that.
I just want to say, with the New Day, I want to point out, every other faction I can think of in the past few years have been felt forced. They felt forced, other than the Wyatts and the Shield.
Oh, come on. Team PCB? Oh.
The Wyatts and the Shield. I think New Day, and with the Wyatts, they fucked them too hard. They fucked them really hard.
Yeah. Oh, so what you're saying is Cena shouldn't have won at WrestleMania, or The Undertaker shouldn't have won at WrestleMania.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm absolutely saying that. And The Shield, they've botched too at this point. Look what they did to Roman Reigns. They took a hot prospect.
Look what they did to Dean Ambrose. Roman Reigns is fucking fine. Ambrose is now playing Robin.
Reigns is fine in the eyes of management, but in the eyes of the fans, obviously... Not the case. I did listen to the show. I heard you guys talking about the reaction he got when he tried to cut that little
lukewarm
thing.
Lukewarm at best.
Yeah. And I agree with that. But the New Day are so hot right now.
Yeah.
They have a legitimate shot at being a franchise team that could go on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
The equivalent of DX or the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
These guys could be huge.
I was going to say, Hunter said something last week that I had never thought about, but it made a lot of sense. But he also said that you're the one that said it.
Yeah,
the New Day is DX.
I gave you credit for it because that was your idea.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Correct.
But yeah, when I see them, I see I don't want to say black DX, but I mean, that's what it is. They're funny. They're talented.
Yeah.
This is the best thing going, and don't ruin it. Please.
I mean,
please,
we said it,
Vince,
even on the show last week. It's not just that it's a great thing in wrestling. It's a great thing in television.
Yes.
New Day is great television regardless of wrestling.
Without even trying. If you remember the way DX came back when it was just Shawn and Hunter years later, and they're trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the squeaky voices and spanking coaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All that effort, and they were boring. But you take Big E, and all he has to do is shuffle a little bit, and it is the funniest thing you will see.
Big Wool.
Big Wool. You can't fake that. You can't teach that. No, you can't teach that. And if they lose to the Dudleys, it's going to make me soft. S-A-W-F-T.
That's really the only thing.
That's my piece.
That's the only thing I want from Enzo and Cass if they get called up to the main roster, because that's another duo that I don't think will do well on Raw and SmackDown.
They won't play as well.
Not any fault of their own.
No.
Just they don't think that they
no.
will be. They won't know what to do with them.
They'll just give them the promo and that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. But I want New Day and Enzo and Cass.
Mm.
I think that'll
be. That would be a hell of a combo.
Yes, it would.
I like it. So Divas title, Charlotte, Nikki.
Charlotte. 6 minutes. Okay, over under. This is because this is really the only discussion that needs to happen. Over under 6 minutes.
I'm going to give them over.
Under.
It is a stacked card, don't get me wrong. I'm going to give them over, but not much.
Garbage.
Not much by that.
Garbage.
What is it? I'm going to have to make an unrelated phone call about that here in a second.
No, I think I'm going to give them over, but I'm going to give them less than 10.
Over six, but less than 10.
Okay.
Really? Somewhere in that 6 to 10 range is as good as they get. That's all.
That's what I tell my women. Six and a half is as good as you're going to get.
Are we still talking about minutes?
Yeah. No. No, we're not. Sex with me is like a heavyweight fight. It's scheduled for 12 rounds.
Oh.
But it's probably going to end early. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I still love Nikki Bella.
I just keep thinking of the Big Wool comparison. He's a heavy sweater.
I can't do this show anymore. Get Dalton in here.
How much sense does this show make?
It makes no goddamn sense, is what I heard. Screw it, Charlotte. Wait, what's her name? Charlotte.
Yeah.
Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah.
Six minutes.
I don't think there's a chance that Nikki wins this back.
But she's so attractive.
What?
Anyway.
Did we bring his crush button? Because I think he needs.
I have a huge crush on Nikki Bella.
We know.
I'm not into horses.
So. Oh, my God. All right. Hell to Sell, Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns supreme again.
Yeah.
I just want to go to the show and have a sign that says Roman Reigns and just have it like spelled R-A-I-N-S because I'm stupid, you know? Two-year degree.
Now, at one point in time, there was supposed to be, kind of tied to this, it wasn't a Hell in a Cell match, but there was supposed to be a tag team match between Ambrose with Ambrose and Orton against two members of the Wyatt family. I guess for the longest time, it was supposed to be Strowman and Harper, and we don't know if he'll be back. We don't know if Orton will be there.
But we know Orton. Orton will be there, maybe.
Probably.
But he definitely won't be wrestling.
Right.
I have this horrible fear that Luke Harper is going to go the way of Marcus Corvon, or what was his name before that?
Money Brown.
Money Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pounce.
I'm afraid. Remember what happened to him? He just disappeared due to a family issue.
Yeah.
Never saw him again.
Yeah.
And it feels a lot like this. If Luke Harper just disappears,
that's not going to be too good.
I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, that'd be sad.
That's bad news.
Where have all the horses gone? Oh, they're in a match with Nikki.
I feel like you haven't actually seen Charlotte.
Well,
like she's not Lillian.
I know.
Oh. Ooh.
Well, I know she's not the ugliest woman in WWE.
Come at me, bros.
She's not the ugliest woman in
fight
WWE.
Fight Asa IRL. If you want to fight Asa, email us.
Come at me, Scrub. I'm jacked. Come at me, Scrub. I'm jacked.
At hotmail.com.
I'll have to ask Jesse what his opinion of her is, because I want to see if she'll replace Natalya as the ugliest woman in wrestling history.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Jesse.
So anyway, I think we're all in agreement. Roman Reigns probably takes this.
But we'll
one.
Be we'll
yeah
be a good
because
match.
It's a big match.
Yeah,
right.
And Bray Wyatt's in it.
Can't.
So
he can't
why would
it.
He possibly win it?
No,
I think Bray Wyatt's gonna win.
Do you?
I do, and I'm not saying that to be the Zach of the group. I don't know.
Well,
why.
I mean, someone has to be wrong.
I have this feeling.
Lottery. Somebody's got to be wrong. Might as well be you.
I have a feeling that Bray Wyatt's going to win. I really do.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know why. I just think he will. So
this honestly, I don't care as long as this feud is over.
It's not, though.
But, it won't be. It's not going to end here. This isn't the end.
Really? I mean, I don't remember how long it's been going, but I feel like this is the...
Well, they keep saying they want to keep it going. They want to extend it.
Here's exactly why I don't think it's going to end. Two words, Survivor Series.
Oh, is
we
that
have,
what's next?
Well, we no, in November, obviously, but we have the built-in... tag
but
thought, teams.
But
we got the built-in
But they
team.
Don't like doing those matches as much anymore. Like, there
they
might be one.
I mean,
I guess it could be Team Reigns versus...
Yeah, because you've got the Wyatt, especially if we have all the Wyatts back at that time, you've got four of them right then and there.
Yeah.
So you've
versus
got that.
Shield plus Jericho and Orton.
Yeah, if Orton's back.
If they invite Jericho
actually, no,
back.
Jericho just recently, that was another thing we didn't talk about, but Jericho just said that one of his most recent house show appearances is his last WWE date for a while. He won't be back probably until sometime next year.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. And again, Jericho lies to us often.
Yeah, maybe they'll finally bring Baron Corbin up.
Yeah, really.
Shout out to Dalton.
Hail. All hail.
All hail. The lone wolf. What else we got? Okay, so then the sort of co-main event, the World Heavyweight title match, it's Rollins and the Demon. Not Corporate Kane. Don't say Corporate Kane. It's the Demon Kane.
All right, here's Venom. Here's Eddie Brock.
Here he goes.
What the fuck? Probably. I can't even get that.
Not Topher Grace.
No.
We're talking about like
this
real.
This is legitimate Eddie Brock. My voice is going out because I didn't speak for a week in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I've already, the show with Asa, my voice almost went out.
Oh,
at
I know.
The end.
Toward the end, you were.
But my God, you don't put Kane on the show.
I don't know.
In Vince McMahon's mind, I know he's a senile old bastard, but in what world do you not promote the main event of your show by having the guys appear?
Oh, they did. Undertaker and Lesnar were there.
Bless. That shows you how much of an afterthought Kane is. And I feel bad for Asa.
Standing ovation for Hunter.
I try. What I can.
And Kane, thank God, is a sport. Boy, what a sport he is. What a champ. I bet Vince McMahon, if he had hair, Vince would tussle it when he walked by.
You reach up and
if it wasn't for the fact that they were on limited scheduled dates, you know the main event would have been Rollins and Lesnar versus Kane and Undertaker.
Oh yeah,
really? Totally. You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just going
at
by
this point, they're getting there anyway.
We have two big matches. Put them together in tag teams now. Good guys versus bad guys. Yeah, which that was. We'll get into it. But
well, Taker and Kane already teamed together on the Mexico tour that they were doing the house show tour they did there. Undertaker and Kane. That was. I forget who they faced, but that was a main event. I think it was Wyatt's. I think it was.
It's good they're wheeling Grandpa around and showing him off to the kids before they send him to the old folks home.
Take him out behind the woodshed and.
But yeah, it's so bad that you can't even show. You can't even have Kane.
You don't
on
even
the show.
Have him
Nowhere.
On the show.
Nothing.
No interview. No
nothing.
No. Hey, you're out of here until the pay per view. Nothing.
They did say he was. Corporate Kane was suspended for that night because of
the lumberjack
match.
Yeah.
Don't suspend him a week before the match. I mean, I get it. Kane. There's no way Kane's going to win at all. We know Rollins is going to win. Yet somehow they'll still have to have Rollins cheat in some way to win.
Oh yeah.
Because Rollins can't beat anybody.
I don't know.
Legally,
I feel like Kane is the one that he's actually going to maybe get a. Clean
yeah,
win.
Solid
as
win
clean
over.
Of a win you can get in Hell in a Cell.
With right? Seth Rollins.
Is this a cell match? Or is
yes.
It-
actually, you know, it doesn't say. I'm going to... Well, shit, I don't know. I was going to say, I'm going to guess they're going to use it more than once. They already are. Reigns
twice.
And Wyatt, and then Lesnar and Undertaker. So, I honestly don't know for sure. I don't think they've announced it as a Hell in a Cell. Well... Have they?
If
See,
it's
I don't
in
know.
It, I don't think. Yeah,
I don't know because they didn't talk about it on fucking Monday.
Right.
So how would we remember?
Kane didn't show up.
If it is a Hell in a Cell match, Rollins will win clean, or as clean as you can win in a cell match.
Yeah.
If it's just a regular match,
Hooker, yeah.
Hooker crook probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be reading it at the end, and it'll be Seth Rollins defeats Kane.
But only
count
because
out.
Of that's how they decide to do it. Because I guarantee you, there's no way Kane isn't just like no, just have him. Just have him win.
Just have him beat
me. I'm sure Kane is like,
please.
let him beat me. There's no point in this. It's like Sting.
Yeah.
Where Sting's like there's
Mike
no reason for me to win. Just let him beat me.
It's like Mike Ditka farting on SportsCenter earlier this week or whatever show it was. He was on ESPN. He's like, I got nothing left to prove. I don't care. It wasn't me. If it was me, I would tell you because I don't really give a shit at this point.
What?
That really happened. Yeah, he was on some ESPN show on Sunday or Monday or something, and he totally farted, or somebody farted, and ever since then he's been like, it wasn't me, but I'll tell you why it wasn't me, because if it was, I would tell you it was me.
But he's
really
the only one spending a whole lot of time
talking about
debating it. That he was,
oh, come on, Ditka.
And
sausage,
I believe it's Psalms 32. Whoever supplied it denied it. Shit,
true,
I got that backwards.
But,
whoever denied it supplied it.
And it's very a great comparison to this Kane Rollins match. You know?
Somebody farted, but no one wants to take credit.
But it's been kind of well. Okay, it did produce one of my actual favorite Kane moments of him coming out
it's
of that ambulance.
Head. Oh no, that one. Yeah,
him coming out of the severed ambulance and just full
the
on
severed ambulance.
Shit.
Sorry.
Words. I'm
with you.
Good.
When he comes,
he comes out
of
the ambulance and he's limping because Rollins re-broke his ankle, and then he just like he's pissed off. He stops. He stomps the concrete. They overlaid a bone break sound through the audio.
Yeah.
And then he's just walking normal again. Oh. It's full on horror.
I think he had the same doctor that treated Bruce Wayne in that prison cell to help him get back to Gotham after pain
broke
his back.
That's what happened in the ambulance. There was a guy that just real quick just gave him like an Indian burn on there. All right,
hey,
go.
Hey,
you're good.
As an Indian, I'm offended by that.
Gave him a Native American burn.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, damn, and then, Mexicans. Of course, the main event.
That they finally decided, that's why Kane wasn't on. They're like, oh, shit, I guess we should probably have the two guys that haven't been on since the last goddamn pay-per-view.
Especially when we're saying this is it. This is the final chapter.
Yeah, this,
this is
the last
Friday the 13th part, what, 7?
No.
The last one? I don't know.
No.
That was the one they called the final chapter.
Yeah, but I mean, Jason X was 10.
Yeah, but...
It wasn't just X because he was in space.
No, that's why he was wearing a metal hockey mask.
That's right.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's
bad.
Some hot women, though. I had a crush on the one girl.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
What?
What?
You?
Yeah.
No.
There's a part in that movie where the two girls say they have the hologram going, and they're like, do you want to smoke pot with us and have premarital sex? We love premarital sex. And the next is just him slamming it against the... Slamming
he
their,
has both of them in a sleeping bag and is slamming, like
slamming
against
the tree. That's how you fucking book Kane.
Yeah.
You have him put Seth Rollins in a sleeping bag and just bang him against the tree.
The turnbuckle.
It's just like the old, the old Big Show Mysterio on the stretcher.
Yeah.
Where he, like, yeah.
That's how you book Kane. Just make Kane Jason.
I have something to say about this Lesnar Undertaker abomination.
Yeah.
One, not only do you not have them promoting it at all, minus the same video package that they show for 3 weeks in a row. Two, at the end of SummerSlam, which I will still argue was a bullshit ending to an unnecessary match, you have Undertaker seemingly getting a cheap win.
Right.
Yeah.
Constant low blows.
Yeah.
Undertaker kind of seems like the bad guy.
Yeah.
The crowd are happy to see Lesnar.
Right.
Like, Lesnar is the conquering hero. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heyman is getting cheered. Lesnar's getting cheered. Undertaker is also getting cheered, but he's not getting cheered as
much. He's a heel, it's Undertaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Monday night, you have Lesnar back away from the fight. He does the heel tactic.
Yeah.
I'll fight you. Nah, never mind.
Well, because Paul told him he was in his head.
Well, you have Stone Cold introduce Undertaker like he's the conquering hero.
Yeah.
Says nothing bad about the guy, and then completely steps away.
And yeah, so that it... So much. It's every time that I read about the great that like New Day are doing.
Yeah,
I'm like, maybe it's and oh well, Kane's in a main event feud, which is the sentence I've been dreaming to say since I was like 12.
Yeah,
maybe I can give. Maybe there's enough good that I can come back and watch again full time.
Yeah,
it's episode 4, New Hope.
And then shit like this happens, and
Vince
I'm like,
yeah,
nope. There's no point of.
And then the Phantom Menace sneaks in, and it just everything goes to hell.
And so like it's. It's inconsistent bullshit that.
It is, but Brock Lesnar, and they're right on. They say Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker doesn't need a build-up. All you have to do is put these two names out there and people will watch it. And that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. They don't have to do a build-up for this match.
But that's the C-average way of approaching it.
It is.
All we have to do is this.
Right. That's the difference between being
then just
good
do
and being
right.
Great.
Then just say, hey, okay, then here's this match that's happening.
Yeah.
Don't do halfway of both.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, well, we're going to give them a reason.
Because you get none of any of it.
Yeah.
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 You've half-assed the whole thing to the point that you have no ass.
I'm glad it's the last match, though. And and I think Lesnar should win.
I still say the WrestleMania match should have been the only time they wrestled.
Yeah.
See, I would almost agree with that, except for how bad it went. Like, and it wasn't even their fault, particularly, because Undertaker obviously had a concussion.
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm not saying that it should have been the last one because that was so bad, because empirically, the SummerSlam match was better.
Yeah.
Just,
well, I was going to say, I was excited for the SummerSlam match.
Yeah.
You know that. You and I, we argued about it a lot, because when Taker came back at Battleground, because we were there live in St. Louis to see it, when he came back, I was excited. I got chills. I'd never seen The Undertaker in person before.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing, I'm cheering. I'm going nuts over there with Matt Sism and Zach and Kaylee behind me.
Yeah.
And I know Ace was up in the very top.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me and Jesse holding down, making sure the ceiling didn't come down on the place.
I knew up somewhere I saw like a little explosion. Like when Kevin Owens
little
lost
ball
the
of
third.
Rage.
Oh, no, it was an implosion. It was all inside. It was just, you probably heard the crack of a man's soul snapping in half.
But I was excited. I was excited. I wanted to see it. And when the SummerSlam match happened, I thought it was good. I thought it was a great match. I thought the build-up was good. There were so many moments in that match that were great.
Right.
The zombie set up laughing at each other thing. That's instant classic right there.
GIFs for days.
We got a call.
We got a hotline call.
Put him on the air.
I don't know who this is.
Don't put him on the air.
Because I don't know. They don't even know I'm in here.
Yeah. Well, no, everybody knows you're in here. Yeah,
no, I'm off.
Because
I'm
of me screaming about Bray Wyatt's Twitter.
This is live, pal. It's after 2 o'clock. I'm finished. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
But yeah, I'm excited for it. The ending was bullshit. Ace is absolutely right.
Yeah.
But this match, I'm hoping, if this has a conclusive end, if this is the match we should have got at SummerSlam,
yeah,
where somebody wins, somebody loses, and that's it,
yeah,
so be it. I'll look forward to it.
So, but the real question is, and this is, I mean, we'll wrap it up on this. Lesnar, you going with Lesnar?
He should win. There's no reason the Undertaker should win.
There's, there really is no reason for Undertaker to win.
Although, yeah, I'm with you.
Only way I read that the Undertaker will win is if they said, this is what I've heard, and my sources in the WWE told me that...
411mania.com.
Still waiting for Jordan to get back to me on that one. If Lesnar's future opponent costs him the match, that would be the only way.
Right.
But one...
Please don't.
Don't. No.
Yeah,
please
one, don't. Two, who? And three, why? Why would they come out there and do it?
Shani, you have always called yourself a journalist, and now I know why.
You're asking all the noun sounds.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
We're going to get you a hat with a little press badge stuck
fucking bad.
And the ribbon around.
Well, and that's actually what I was going to ask, and I know we're finishing up.
No, because, you're good. We're on the network. We'll go long.
Where does either guy go after this? No matter who wins or loses.
Undertaker, hopefully, to the retirement house.
Taker is going to have at least one more WrestleMania match.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, Taker, whoever is going to feud with Taker for WrestleMania will probably start now.
Yeah.
If not at this pay-per-view, afterwards.
Yeah.
Lesnar, I truly believe that if Lesnar loses, it's because his next opponent will come out and cost him the match.
Right.
But who? That's my question.
Yeah, that's...
Who could it be?
And that's a damn good question, because at this point, the most realistic option behind Undertaker for him to have a WrestleMania match with him... By the way, just quick sidebar, we didn't actually say it, but I'm so glad they're not dragging this shit out to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We cannot
go
to another WrestleMania match with these guys.
No.
Well, we can... But we shouldn't.
No.
I was going to say, it's like, let's wait until we see the ending of the match.
Yeah.
The next most realistic guy was The Rock for the longest time, because Rock and Brock was supposed to happen as of last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now all rumors are pointing to Rock and Triple H. So...
And I've heard Austin Lesnar. That's the big rumor.
That's the biggest, closest rumor.
Never will happen.
There's no way. No. Yeah. There's no way.
And it shouldn't happen.
No.
No.
Austin's a legend, but he's...
I don't want to watch Stone Cold die in the ring.
Same reason I don't want to see...
Edge come back.
I made a joke months ago when they had the Hulk Hogan Appreciation Night and Lesnar got in Hogan's face.
Yeah.
I said, Hogan versus Lesnar. That could be huge. But in reality, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see Hulk Hogan die live on television.
What are you talking about? Hogan wouldn't lose that.
Who the fuck is Hulk Hogan?
Brock Lesnar would... Oh, are you talking about Stevie Richards?
I'm talking about you... In the
Big
80s,
T.
There was no bigger name than Name Redacted. You know?
And no greater magician than Andre the Giant when he slammed himself.
It floated.
I think I also...
That's one of Tanner's ghosts picked him up, slammed him.
I also think I just realized why I'm so down on this being the third Lesnar-Undertaker match.
Yeah.
There are so many guys that I want to see work with Lesnar. Like, I can't think of a storyline reason behind it other than it would be entertaining as shit.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, why are you wasting it on...
Yeah.
Because that's the big name.
The Undertaker.
There's no bigger name than Undertaker.
There's no way in hell this happens, but let me just, like, because we were talking about who faces Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Cesaro.
Kevin Owens.
No, not Sting. He's dead.
Sting's probably
Sting
dead.
Sting got hurt by Rollins.
Yeah, he's gone.
All right, Sting.
It'll be fine.
All right, Sting, we know you had a bad accident with Rollins. We got this other guy. He's a veteran.
Let me introduce you to him. Ladies and gentlemen.
All of a sudden, just, hello, Steve. My name is Paul Heyman. And he just immediately, like nope.
Exactly. You see Sting scrub the face paint off, pick up his Bible and go, nope. Going back to church.
That's great.
Which I will say, too.
He's born again.
Which, another tangent, Sting's interview that he did after that match, where he did nothing but, like, put over how great of a performer Rollins... Not only how great of a performer Rollins was, but, like, how impressed he was as a man that he spent so much time, like, in the ambulance, like...
Afterward.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like... Just
exactly.
apologizing and like that's like he's like he's
like
an
they were dating. And then he fucked up.
I don't often like read a whole quote block of stuff like that on there, but I did that the week that came out. I actually made a point to read through it on the show because it was so impressive, man.
Yeah,
so impressive to read.
Mutual respect between the two.
Absolutely
incredible.
But I mean, I guess that at this point is a better question because I think we all agree Lesnar's probably taking this match unless, like
he's
you said,
fucking
Shannon,
better.
He gets screwed over by his future
and
opponent.
He will. And he will.
Who is it? That's the question. Let's end on something that's going to be very
very strange to all of us, I think. Who is going to be Brock Lesnar's... Undertaker. Because Undertakers could change between now and then.
Yeah.
I still think he's going to go out against Kane. I think his last match
will be
against
Kane. That's
actually
what I was thinking. If it wasn't for the fact that Kane is on this card in the championship match...
I think he would cost him.
I could
him?
See Kane mm-hmm. costing Undertaker the match.
Right. Well, maybe that's why he does it. Maybe he loses the match with Rollins and goes crazy. I don't know.
It could
I mean, they've booked storylines worse than that.
Right.
That's true. But I think recently, with an Undertaker slash... mutual Undertaker-Kane retirement, because I feel like that's how it has to go.
Like have them take each other out in the end?
Yeah.
I always thought, all right, here was my idea for the Undertaker losing his final match, and tell me if it's just way over the top. I thought it would be really cool. Undertaker's laying in the ring, he's lost, and this would have been his first loss. Now it won't make sense.
Yeah.
But the very first loss, all of a sudden, the ring, like, hands start coming up from under the ring, grab the Undertaker, and pull him down into it.
Yeah.
And I know it's way over the top, but
it's
I thought that would have been a great
sight. Undertaker. It was already over the top.
Yes, exactly.
Honestly,
they pull the Undertaker back into the darkness, and then that's it. You never see Undertaker again.
If it wasn't for the fact that I don't know how they would just physically be able to do that with the ring and everything, the way I saw it was, because in my head it's always been Kane and Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be Kane.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to be the one to end the streak, but the final match.
Yeah.
The match ends... Undertaker probably wins, more than likely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The match ends, you know, they play up the whole brother thing, they shake hands, they embrace, there's some sort of sign of mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
Lights go out, Kane's mask is in the ring, Undertaker's hat is in the ring.
And that's it.
And that's it.
It's like, the lights go out, they're gone.
Yeah.
The Kane's pyro shoots up, and then it's just the mask and the hat.
Yeah.
And that's it.
The spotlight.
And then the light on it.
I like it.
Well...
So who faces Lesnar, though? I mean, we're still
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
I would say Lesnar has nowhere else to go other than the championship again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not that Rollins would come out.
Yeah, but there's no way Rollins is going to come out and piss off Lesnar.
That's why I don't think that's how the match will technically end. I think Lesnar wins, but his next, when he comes back, maybe for Survivor Series or whatever, he has his eyes on the championship again and maybe feud with Sheamus because...
I'm thinking
because
I don't know.
Triple H. I don't know why.
Again,
it could be, but I mean, again, Rock Triple H.
I don't know.
Is the rumor?
I don't know. I've got a feeling. We'll see what happens. You know, fans, Podzilla fans, and wrestling fans. At least with this pay per view, there feels like there's something to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Like we want some answers. We want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing you can do in an entertainment program is make people want to tune in and see what happens.
Yeah.
So
I guess we will.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
All right. So.
Wrap this thing up, man. I'm tired of doing it.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed me being back. And Asa was here.
Yeah. Thanks, Asa.
Maybe a permanent
5-star show.
That's right. So I said it yesterday. You are the 5 stars in our sky, Asa.
I'm getting that tattooed somewhere on me.
Cody Sandusky suggested, the reason he messaged me, he suggested that the Tuesday show, we should just call it Mr. 500, Mr. 100. And
that's our fusion dance.
Well, we cycle through people. It could be Mr. 100 and the 5-star man 1 week, Mr. 100 and the man himself the next week, but just have it on a one-on-one interview thing type thing. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
It's the Mr. 100 show.
It's the Mr. 100, because that's what this network's about. This network was never about
us
sharing ideas or getting other people over. It was about making
me
a star.
We did it for the people.
I was the CM Punk of this, and now I'm going to walk away, which is completely out of character for him.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I might have to, because the more shows I do, the more trouble I get in.
You're saying two very different things. Like you're saying, this show's going to be about me, so we're going to go back to me leaving. Wait, what?
And on that note,
hey, what's coming up? What do you got later this week?
Nothing. I don't know. This is the last show of the week.
Sunday,
we're doing the reaction show.
Is there a show tonight?
Well, this show airs on Friday, though.
That's right.
Because we're recording this on Friday.
I forget.
So you've already heard Tanner Thursday.
That's right.
Congratulations.
And gosh, I wish it were. No,
No, you're right. You're right.
No.
We won't let Jesse host the show again. No.
Oh. That's sad.
You haven't even heard it yet.
Well, okay, wait, you have heard that one.
Yeah, I listened to enough. Is the key. That's.
I'm so glad this is at the end of the wrestling show.
That's the answer to that one.
Oh my god!
Anyway, so Sunday we'll have the reaction show. Monday's nerd up for all six of you.
Yeah,
and then we'll have more fun next week. But enjoy the show.
Yes,
enjoy the pay per view. So. And if you liked the pay per view, email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com. If you didn't like the show, also email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
And let's let Asa take us out this week.
All right.
Hunter, it's you.
Okay. All right. Podzilla1985.com. Go check it out. It's a mess.